Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are continuing to do our Suffer Well devotional series. Thank you for joining me. This is the 120th reading in the Suffer Well series. And we are going to talk about a place that we get to when we're freed from our bondage, but we have yet to enter the promised land. Just like the Israelites, they were freed from slavery, but they were in the desert for 40 years working out their stuff before they can go into the promised land. And many of us go through this place of waiting, and that's what it is about today. It's about waiting. One of the hardest things to do is to just be still and know that I am Yahweh, right? Because we always want to move. We want to take care of things. But let's read the devotional, and then we're going to get into the teaching today. So it says, they will wait. And then we give a scripture, Isaiah verse 40, chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. And it says, but those who trust in Yahweh will find a new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. They will walk and not faint. And it says, not one more step, not one more thought of action. I know. This is the place in between life and death. This is the place in which you must trust me with everything you have. I put enough faith in you to do this. This faith must be put into action in order to please me. Hebrews 11:6 says, and it is impossible to please Yahweh without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that Yahweh exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. We continue with the devotional. It says, however, in some instances, doing absolutely nothing takes far more faith than doing something. It is in this holding pattern that you will grow far beyond what you can imagine. Doing nothing can be a powerful way of doing so much. When I breathed life into you, I knew. Man, explain it this way. It is utilizing both your left brain and your right brain. I call it my brain. Your zeal to solve what burdens you is my design. It is a trigger that I put in place. I also design the choice you have. It is a choice which allows you to transform the brain to a higher calling, a better purpose. Yes, proactive people are who I desire. But I also, in accordance with my will, for instance, however many problems have you attempted to solve on your own, only to find your problems increase. You see, I have designed it so that many times in the waiting, the answer is revealed. The proper choice. When you know that what to do, it is to submit and wait. I will solve it for you. I love doing it so far for my children. Glory is what I desire. Glory I will have. For your comfort, my child, let's do it this way. So as not to cause more anxiety, the next time you have a problem that is affecting your life beyond your ability to solve, make the choice to give it to me completely. I will then guide you into the solution while drawing you closer to a mature relationship with me. Your part, praise me during the process. Hallelujah. Confess if you don't know how, and I will teach you. Your most paramount problems are solved by praise. You hear that? By praise. Trust me, my child. Test me. Know me. In the midst of waiting is where some of my best work is done. Remember who designed you. Remember who loves you. And remember it is with a love that never fails. And then we read Psalms 50, verse 15, one of my favorite. Then call on me when you are in trouble. Then I will rescue you. And you will give me glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh. So this is the idea where we're at, this holding pattern that we put ourselves in. and this place of waiting. And it's such a hard thing for us to do with our flesh. And the enemy tempts us to do something. But no, we just wait. 2 Corinthians verse 4, or chapter 4, verses 8 to 10 says, "We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by Yahweh. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Yeshua, so that the life of Yeshua may also be seen in our bodies." Hallelujah. And that's what this Suffer Well devotional series is all about. It's not that we're not going to suffer. It's that we're going to suffer well. And only a believer can understand that. It's like the phrase born again. Nicodemus says, "What in the world does that mean?" You know, and that's what suffer well. What in the world does that mean? The non-believer says. But we know we suffer with Yeshua, and we get the joy and the glory of that Yeshua guy also. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day." Every day our spirits are being renewed. This is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Every day. I love that verse. Every day, from day to day, some translation says, our body is being renewed, refreshed. Every single morning is a new day. Hebrews 12:3 says, "Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up." Never give up the race. Never give up the fight. Hebrews 7:19 says, "For the Lord never made anything perfect, but now we have confidence in better hope, through which we draw near to Yahweh." We have the Spirit of Yahweh upon us that is going to help us survive everything, everything. And we have this great opportunity to survive it. And I understand there are going to be hard times. And many times, because of the consequence of our sin, we end up in those hard situations. But that doesn't mean we don't see an opportunity to grow. I remember a financial advisor gave great advice once when people lost a lot of money doing some investments and everything else. He says, consider it an expensive lesson. Consider it an expensive lesson. Wow. What's such a profound thing. So let's look at the hard times and what we do. Job, who suffered many hard times, Job 1 verses 20 to 22 says, "Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head. And he fell to the ground and he worshiped. He said, 'Naked I came from my mother's womb and naked I shall return.' And Yahweh gave, and then Yahweh has taken away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh." Through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame Yahweh. He worshiped. He praised him. How many of you can praise our Creator, not when things are going great, but when things are going bad? How many can you realize, no matter how bad things are going, we have the best thing that we could ever imagine in Yeshua, wonderful Messiah? And we should never forget that. And it's the enemy's job to try to make us forget that and make us doubt that. But Yahweh says all things we can do through him. 1 Peter 5, 7 and 8 says, "Casting all your care on him, because he cares about you." Be serious. Be alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a lion, looking for anyone to devour. James 4, 7 says, "Submit yourselves then to Yahweh. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." Hallelujah. You got to understand, just like we read in the devotional, it's the hard times that prepare us for our future, and the hard times that prepare us for all the great glory in life we're going to experience. The hard times are good lessons for us to learn, not to go back to the same vomit, right? Romans 5, 3, and 4 says, "And not only that, but we also rejoice in our afflictions, because we know that affliction produces endurance. Endurance produces proven character, and proven character produces hope." Hallelujah. Ephesians 2, 10 says, "For we are his workmen, created in Yeshua Messiah for good works, which Yahweh prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." And John 13, 7 says, Yeshua replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." I love that verse, because there's so many times we go through things that we just cannot comprehend why our Creator would do something like this. Why is he putting us through these things? Why does people suffer like this? But he says, "You do not realize it now, what I'm doing, but later you will understand." Don't try to figure it out now. Just relax and follow me and my words. Isaiah 55:8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways," declares Yahweh. Just trust him. That's what faith is, trusting him, not when we understand, but when we don't understand. That's faith. Psalms 35 says, "For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but shouts of joy come in the morning." Hallelujah. Every day is a new day. James 1 verses 2 and 4 says, "Consider it a great joy, my brothers, whenever you experience various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. But endurance must do its complete work so that you may be mature and complete and lacking nothing." Hallelujah. 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 And Revelations 21:4 says, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." Every tear from your eye will be wiped. Understand and realize that it takes faith to get through this. He puts us through the fire, but he will take us out of the fire as well. We got to understand that. Just because he allows something doesn't mean he's abandoning us. We see Daniel 3 verses 23 to 26. "But these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell into the midst of the furnace of a blazing fire, still tied up." It's not looking too good for them, right? "But then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded and stood up in haste. He said to his high officials, 'Was it not three men we cast out into the midst of the fire?' They replied to the king, 'Certainly, O king,' he said. 'Look, I see four men loosened and walking around about the midst of the fire without harm. And the appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods.' Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the door of the furnace of the blazing fire. He responded and said, 'Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out, you servants of the Most High God, and come here.' Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out in the midst of the fire." We understand. Just because we're in the fire doesn't mean we're going to get burned. He helps us. He's with us. Psalm 66:12 says, "You let people ride over our heads. We went through the fire and water, but you brought us in a place of abundance." And Isaiah 43 verses 1 and 2 says, "But now this is what Yahweh says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep you away. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." Folks, Yahweh is in control. We have to remember this. He's in control. Always. 100% of the time. Under every situation. Acts 17:28 says, "For in him we live and move and exist. As even some of your own poets have said, for we also are his children." Isaiah 46:10 says, "Declaring the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times, things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all my good pleasure." Psalms 139:1-2 says, "Yahweh, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise. You understand my thought from afar." And then Ephesians 1:11 says, "Also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who walks in all things after the counsel of his will." Understand, everybody, no matter what you're going through, no matter what that waiting and testing place you're in now, understand and trust that Yahweh will deliver you. Yahweh will deliver you. In Psalms 50:15, it says, "And call on me in that day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will honor me." Psalms 91, a great psalm. Verses 14 to 15 says, "Because he loves me, says Yahweh, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him, I will deliver him, and honor him." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 145:18-19 says, "Yahweh is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them." When we're in that testing place of waiting, we have to think about the scriptures. And it says in Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to Yahweh. Yahweh promises that he will go before you. Yahweh promises that he will never, ever let you be alone. In Mark 14:20, it says, but after I have been raised, I will go ahead of you to Galilee. Isaiah 41:10 says, just so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you and uphold you with my righteous right hand. Praise the wonderful creator for this wonderful, beautiful, beautiful day that he has made for us to rejoice in. Isaiah 45:2 said, this is what Yahweh says. I will go before you. Cyrus and the level of the mountains. I will smash down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. Yahweh himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. Are we grabbing the concept of what we need to understand here and who our wonderful creator is? And are we ready to be patient for him during these times of struggle? Well, you just want to rush the answer and to be patient and understand the patience of Yahweh, and the hope and the future of Yahweh. It says in Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Wait on Yahweh. Wait on Yahweh. Colossians 3:12 says, therefore, as the elect of Yahweh, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and what? And patience. And patience. First Thessalonians 5:14 says, and we urge you, brothers, to admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, and be patient with everyone, including yourself and your own situations. Ephesians 4:2-3 says, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, accept one another in love, diligently keeping the unity of spirit with the peace that binds us. And then James 1:19 says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to be angry. You understand when Yahweh says, be still and know that I am Yahweh. Yahweh wants to slow us down and calm us down and to wait and ponder and think. But Satan wants to make us rush and wants to make us hurry our decisions and our unwise choices. We can't let that happen. Matthew 4 verses 5 and 6 says, then the devil took him into the holy city and had him stand on a pinnacle of the temple and said, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command you and his angels concerning you. And said, on the hands of death they will bear you so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. But no, it's not about rushing. Psalms 46:10, the most beautiful, beautiful psalm says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted on the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:5-6, and I give this one to you this morning and this afternoon or wherever you're listening. Everyone out there that's going through stuff today, that's going through stuff right now, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Make straight your paths. We must trust in his plan for us and not our own plans. That's what we must do. Proverbs 19:3 says, the foolishness of man ruins his way, and his heart rages against Yahweh. Proverbs 13:6 says, godliness guards the path of blameless, but evil are misled by sin. We have to understand the patience of Yahweh. And we can only understand that if we understand the love of Yahweh and what he's trying to do with us and what he wants to do with us. 1 Corinthians 13:4 says, love is patient. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. And it is not proud. Romans 2:4 says, or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness? Forbearance and patience, not realizing that Yahweh's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance. Exodus 34:6 says, then Yahweh passed by in front of him and proclaimed, Yahweh, Yahweh, Elohim, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in love, kindness, and truth. Remember, we have to be mimicking Yeshua, slow to anger. 2 Peter 3:15 says, bear in mind, Yahweh's patience means salvation. Just as our dear brother Paul wrote to you in the wisdom that Yahweh gave you. You understand, Yahweh is patient with us. More patient than we need to extend that to others and extend that to our own situations. We need patience. Romans 12:12 says, rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, and be persistent in prayer. That's the answer to the whole thing we discussed today in a devotional. Romans 12:12, rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, and be persistent in prayer. That summed it up today. That sums up the whole thing we discussed today. Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we let your request be known to Yahweh. And Psalms 40 verses 1 and 2 says, for the director of music of David, a psalm, I'm waiting patiently for Yahweh. He turned to me and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the smelly, of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the myrrh. He set my feet on rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The patience of Yahweh. The patience of Yahweh. We listen to that. And it's hard to be patient sometimes when we're in that waiting pattern. It's hard sometimes to set our eyes on our Creator. Psalm 37:7 says, be still in the presence of Yahweh and wait patiently for Him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked scams. Do you understand that? That what we discussed today, Hebrews 12:12, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured on the stake, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh. As we discussed today, trials increase our patience and help conform us into the image of Yeshua. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Romans 5:3 and 4 says, and not only that, but we also rejoice in our afflictions, because we know that affliction produces endurance. Endurance produces proven character, and proven character produces hope. May the hope of Yahweh be upon you all today. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We need to be filled with the things of the Spirit and not of the things of the flesh. That's where we must take this. Hebrews 10:36 says, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of Yahweh, you may receive what is promised. That's where we have to take this today when we read and understand, call upon me, the trouble, I will deliver you from you, and you shall glorify me in Psalms 50:15, as we read. Hebrews 10:36 says, for you have need, we read that way. James 5:7 and 8 says, therefore, brothers and sisters, be patient until Yahweh's coming. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and is patient with it until it receives the early and late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, because Yahweh's coming is near. Strengthen your hearts and your faith. Colossians 1:11 says, be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. Great endurance and patience. And that comes with the faith. We must be faithful. We must have the faith. Faith produces patience. That's what we must understand. Faith is confidence, what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. How many of you are faithful today and ready to fully submit to our Creator and just be still and know that He is Yahweh, that He is Yahweh, and know what He's done for us and what He wants us to do? Philippians 1:29 says, for to you it has been granted for Yeshua's sake, not only to believe in Him, but also suffer for His sake. We're going to go through things in life, folks. We're going to go through things we don't want to admit or comprehend. But we have to understand the answer. In Mark 1:15, it says, the time has come, He said. The kingdom of Yahweh has come. Repent and believe in the good news. And if you believe in the good news, you're going to be patient about it. And you're going to have faith. You're going to have faith. And you're going to be able to do all His works. Because you're going to know that that's what He wants you to do. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. And James 1, verses 6 to 7, but he must ask for faith in faith without doubting. For the one who doubts is like a surf of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought to not expect that he will receive anything from Yahweh. We need to be faithful in all our ways and all our things and set the example of all the wonderful people in Scripture before us and how faithful they were and how much they waited for our Creator. And to understand that nothing, nothing is impossible with prayer. Nothing. Nothing is impossible with prayer. So remember that. Remember that. Matthew 21 verses 22 says, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive. If you have faith. If you have faith. Remember the word faith. And you must trust in a wonderful Creator in every situation. In every situation. Hebrews 11:11 says, by faith, even Sarah herself received the ability to conceive in a proper time of life. She considered him faithful who has promised. Job 13:15 says, though he slay me, yet I will hope in him. I will surely defend my ways to his face. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Psalms 34:17, the righteous cry out, and Yahweh hears them and delivers them from all their troubles. From all their troubles. Here's what it comes down to. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. And that's where we are today. Hallelujah. Thank you, wonderful Heavenly Father, for this blessed word you've given us. And may we all be patient in you as we go to endure the hardships that we go through. And just knowing that you are for us and on our team, and we choose your side, and you bless us tremendously. And we give all the praise and thanks to you, Father Yahweh, for you are good and faithful. And I thank you all for listening today to this devotional, and I pray that you be blessed this day and always in Yeshua, wonderful Messiah. And remember about waiting and relaxing and being faithful and trusting our Creator. Hallelujah. So you can see more of these devotionals or hear more on the radio in South Florida, or you can see more on the website TorahLifeMinistries.org. If you want to help us to continue to produce these every single day, you can go to TorahLifeMinistries.org and make a donation there to help us get this message out on a continuous basis. And you can also go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. And I thank you so much for your encouragement through those blessings. Even if it's a $2 Patreon, it's just so encouraging to know that people want to support this program of getting this message out every day. So thank you. And everybody have a blessed day today and be patient and wait on our Creator. He will not fail you. He's always with you. Always, always, always. And he wants to pick you up and help you make it through the day. To rejoice today and remember, this is the day Yahweh has made. We need to rejoice and be glad in it. Have a blessed day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
We are surrounded by a world that's not our home. We are grounded until it comes our time to go, and our souls are aching with a void that won't be filled till we see our mansion high up on the hill. All the tear-stained pages that fill the stories of our lives will be erased when love lifts up our tired eyes and we see Jesus for the first time face to face. All the pain will fall a million miles away, 'cause heaven is the home.